Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. Despite what some social media gurus might tell you, Facebook is still the biggest and most popular social network by far. In fact, it's also the most popular network among real estate professionals. In our 2015 Real Estate Industry Social Media Marketing Report, we learned that 87% of real estate professionals use Facebook to market either themselves or their business. Yet despite its widespread usage, many agents reported that their efforts aren't as effective as they would like. So here's a few ideas to consider if you are marketing yourself or your agency on Facebook. Number one, what are you setting out to achieve? When it comes to social media marketing strategies, there are only three goals in my opinion. The first is brand awareness. The second is lead generation. And last but certainly not least is client fulfillment or retention. Each of these goals has a set of numbers that will tell you whether you're succeeding or not. For brand awareness, it's the growth of your audience and the engagement. For leads, it's opt-ins to your website, Facebook ads, or inquiry forms on your website. For client loyalty or retention, it's all about customer satisfaction ratings like Net Promoter Score. By picking just one of those goals, you will by natural attrition achieve other goals without even trying. But by focusing on all three, you will surely achieve none of them. And a tip, a social media strategy dedicated entirely to customer retention and loyalty will produce leads for your business. If all you are doing is trying to generate leads as a primary goal, I can't promise you the same result. Number two, where are your fans hanging out online? I recently met with the business owner of a large property management company in the eastern suburbs of Sydney with an average rent of over $1,200 per week. This particular business had a strong focus on building their rent roll over the next 12 months. We quickly discovered that the audience on Facebook for her local market were not those likely to need a property manager anytime soon. If the people most likely to engage you as a real estate professional are not on social media, you really need to ask yourself if spending time there is going to deliver outcomes more than alternative marketing strategies. If your audience isn't on Facebook, it might not be a channel worth pursuing. Just because your competitors are there doesn't mean you need to be as well. Number three, stop thinking like a real estate agent. Let's face it, no one wakes up in the morning thinking, I wonder what my local real estate agent has posted today. Think about the kind of content that your fans are genuinely interested in and why they're on Facebook in the first place. For the overwhelming majority of your fans, they are definitely not on Facebook to look at your latest listings. Number four, know when your fans are online. Posting when your fans are online increases the chances that they will see your content. Go to the Insights tab on your company Facebook page and you will see that Facebook has done all the hard work for you. By knowing these numbers, you can dramatically increase engagement for your brand. Remember that old saying, if a tree falls in the woods but no one is around to see it, did it actually happen? The same goes for the content that you are posting on Facebook. Number five, pay to play. Facebook ads provide powerful targeting to boost awareness of your popular posts, gain new subscribers to your blog, and to generate opt-ins for things like ebook offers. You can take it a step further by using tracking pixels on your website to target Facebook ads to people that have been to specific pages on your website and people on your database by using their email address or mobile number that they used when they signed up for Facebook. Number six, convert your fans into website visitors whenever possible. You've probably heard me say it before, don't build your social media house on rented land. Your audience is the house and Facebook is the rented land. Try to turn your Facebook fans into website visitors where you have the ability to convert them into subscribers for your content, your blog, or even leads for your business. If Facebook were to shut down tomorrow, you'd lose access to all of those fans that you spent years accumulating. Start securing your audience by turning those fans into email subscribers. Number seven, lock down your account. I've met too many business owners that have had a staff member start at their company, start a Facebook page, build the audience, and then leave the business, only then to delete the page and leave the business owner wondering what happened. The business owner should be the primary admin of the company Facebook page and then assign users to the page. Number 8, always respond to complaints. Complaining on social media is a spectator sport these days. And when it's done on social media, everyone awaits the next move. Everyone's watching. By not responding, or worse, deleting the post altogether, you're not only aggravating the person who made the complaint, but you're showing your other fans that you really don't care too much about customer service. Putting a name to your response will show that you care and might just help resolve the dispute there and then. If you've taken the online complaint into an offline environment and you help resolve that dispute, you might just convince the person who made the complaint to remove their comment. So there you have it, 8 actionable strategies for marketing yourself or your agency on Facebook. Did you find them helpful? Are you ready to get away from just increasing your likes and instead driving actual business outcomes from your marketing on Facebook? I certainly hope that you are, or that you will. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you like this episode, please subscribe and you'll be notified of new episodes. I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.